FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. It is definitely Friday. Welcome in. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ and website 1700thechamp.com. Oh, what a busy week. I missed a couple of days. I had a work function. On Wednesday, I had a Above and Beyond Cancer get-together last night. I'll talk about both of those. Had a great time. Some of the things that are going on for the rest of the weekend. We'll talk a little bit about sponsors of the show. What do we got? So we had Titans-Packers last night. We'll talk about that one, too. Saturday, we have UNI South Dakota at noon, USC-UCLA. What a big game that is for the Pac-12. That's a 6:30 pregame. Sunday is the Browns and the Bills at 11:30. I think they're playing in Detroit. It's crazy. When you are on the East Coast by Buffalo and they tell you thunder snow or lake effect snow, wow. That's a lot of snow. I mean, there's like dogs just kind of walking along, and all of a sudden when you look and you can kind of see the outline of a car there, and it's under a snow drift. It's crazy. Then what do we have on after that? We have Cowboys, Vikings, and then we have Chiefs, Chargers. And then Monday we have UNI, San Francisco basketball. And then later that night, we have the 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals in Mexico City at 6:30. UNI men's basketball is also playing Tuesday, so I'm off on Tuesday. So next week, I will be in studio on Monday, Wednesday, off on Tuesday, Thanksgiving, Thursday, Friday. Then we'll be back in for to hit some heavy weeks before we get to the Christmas holiday. As quickly as Thanksgiving just came up. I'm feeling very much that I'm going to wake up tomorrow and it's going to be Christmas. So, I mean, that is crazy how time is just flying by. The most important part of our program, our sponsors of our program, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, BetMGM, Come and Go, and Palmer Group. I think I got everybody. Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, DMOS, BetMGM, Come and Go, Woodman Controls, Northwest Bank. We do. We'll talk about more on each of them as we move along. Okay, how to start the day? That's a good question. Let's start first with, I don't know what to think about the Green Bay Packers and the Tennessee Titans. I was at a Above and Beyond Cancer. Let me talk about that just really quick. It's an amazing organization. It's amazing what they do. It raises money to help people cope, get through, get better, all kinds of things. It was. Listening to everybody, it was moving. It makes you acknowledge that when we, as human beings, put our minds together and our souls and our thoughts and our expertise, we can do a lot of good things for a lot of people. It was well done. One of the toughest things, and sometimes, you know, you get hit upside the head sometimes when you say this, but I mean, I'm listening to people last night, and it is so moving, and everything that they're talking about is unbelievable. How courageous they are, how much they've fought, who they've lost, who they still have. And as you're sitting there, the thought process, and I thought it might just be me, but it wasn't just me. Jennifer and I on our drive home, it's just like, you know, we sit there with everybody and we want to do everything that we can do to help, to make it better, to make things easier for people when something like this happens. I mean, there are so many people that are really good at things they do. I mean, I think I have that in me to, you know, once you get diagnosed and you have to start dealing with stuff, to be able to be there and help people get through. So we were talking about that, and then you see all these people and all the things that they went through, and man, they're still just dominating life. And yes, I had cancer. I had prostate cancer. Because of my doctor, Dr. Strang, we caught it early. He stopped me 15 years ago from being stubborn. I get my physicals when I'm supposed to. I get all my stuff when I'm supposed to. And it saved my life. And so people go, well, are you cancer free? And I'm like, yeah, because I don't have a prostate anymore. We just took it out. I got lucky. But it never stops me from being thankful to all my doctors, all my nurses, everything. I just had something that I caught early. And when you watch everybody else, you just feel, wow, I want to go help them. I don't even care anything about myself and what I went through. Cause to be really honest, besides that initial, you know, it wasn't as bad. My wife, worse than mine, but we've had friends that have gone through. She had breast cancer. She caught it early. Once again, that the most important thing that we can say about cancer research, everything to do with it, the one thing that we all say all the time, get your regular checkups, make sure you're doing your due diligence. If you see something and it doesn't look right, go see somebody. If you feel some way and it doesn't feel right, go see somebody. Try to get it early. That's one of the things, and it's always, so when I talk about prostate cancer, that's what I talk about. I'm like, you need to, it's a blood test. It's a blood test. Just make sure when you're, sometimes maybe they don't do it. I don't know if everybody does it. My doctor did. I think, I'm hoping everybody does, but it's just a blood test. It didn't used to be a blood test, but it's just a blood test now to start. And they can tell. And then I have no idea if I talked about this or not. But so for me, it was, I had a blood test. It didn't look good. My doctor, Dr. Strang, said, hey, we're going to go get it checked out. I don't talk about this very often either, just because, but all three of my boys went to Dowling. And when they say that Dowling is a family, Dowling is a family. And I went to my, to go work on my cancer diagnosis. And it's a dad of my youngest son's, one of his best friends. And he walked in and it's just like, not everybody has that. So I understand that, but man, there's some great doctors. And, you know, we talked about things. We went all through things. And the only thing that I had to do, they had to do a biopsy of my prostate. And I can't believe I'm even saying this on the radio, because I'm like, but I can't imagine what childbirth is like, because one of the reasons that they always give you a lot of different things that you can do to deal with prostate cancer. And they were saying, hey, you know, we can work through this without having surgery, because there's things that when you have your prostate taken out, there's things, it affects things. You know what? as a 57-year-old man, not a big deal. But, you know, he said, here's the deal. We can wait. It's not that, but it jumped a lot. So we're pretty sure. And it's not that's the other thing too. Prostate's not huge by any means. So if it's like 10% of your prostate has cancer, it's I don't think it's any bigger than my thumb. But he said one of the things that you have to do, you're going to have to come in and you're going to have to do a biopsy like every 6 months or at best, maybe a year. And after having the biopsy done, I'm like, I'm never doing that again. So I'm like, hey, I'm cool with that. But getting back to last night. So as I sit there and there are people there and I think they can actually see what you're thinking. Because I walked out to go to the restroom and it was so weird that I'm walking out and just I'm kind of shaking my head and just I'm emotional. And you could just say, you know, cancer's cancer. It doesn't matter if it's life threatening or not life threatening. It's still life changing. Have no idea who she was, have no idea if I was giving off those kind of vibes that, man, I just don't think I belong here or something. I don't know. But it was well worth it. It's worth talking about it for 10 minutes coming into this show. Above and beyond cancer. I will look during the break. We had a special guest came and talked last night. A professional kayaker. Not a professional a professional daredevil doing things that nobody in the world's ever done kayaker who had a brain tumor and went through a whole bunch of stuff and I'm sitting there and listening to him give his speech and Jennifer taps me on the shoulder and she goes, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I have tears flowing down my, you know, it's just listening to everybody and everything that everybody went through. It makes you want to do things. And that's the tough part because I don't know what I can do or I don't know what I should do or I don't know what I want to do, but I want to try to help people because I was lucky. Now, maybe in the next time one of my friends or one of my coworkers or one of just anybody isn't going to be, and I want to be there and I want to make sure that I can make things better. But what a great... it was just a lot of fun. And it changes you to sit there and see how people fight. It's unbelievable. So I didn't get to go see the Eagles last night. And from what I hear, it was unbelievable. I had one of the service guys today was upstairs and he's like, you know, I've never seen them. And he's like, I heard they were great. And I said, you know, Vince Gill. And he goes, Vince Gill's with the Eagles. And I'm like, yeah, he kind of took Glenn Frey's spot. And I'm like, it is an amazing, I mean, they're amazing. They are amazing musicians, an amazing band, and all of that. And to still be going strong and to put on a 3-hour show and to do all that and been through what all of them have been through, if you know what I mean, it is pretty awesome. So I didn't get to go see that, but it was well worth it, and I am so happy that I did. Before that... The day that I took off the other, it was we had a business meeting and then we always have our business meetings and then we try to go somewhere new. And I went to Paws and Pints or Pints and Paws. It's on 63rd and I think Park. It is a bar restaurant. Doggy daycare runaround place for your pets. And it is unbelievable. I am flabbergasted at how cool it was. I was flabbergasted on how many dogs were there and how many people were there. And talk about, you know, you go there to talk business and you can't because you're watching dogs. These cute dogs, they're everywhere. They got all kinds of things. I mean, they're running them through obedience classes and they're teaching them tricks and they're, I mean, it was, who knew? Who thought that? I mean, I've should have done more due diligence to who thought up that business plan, walked it into somebody and said, this will work. Because I'd have went, man, I don't know about that. But guess what? It worked. It was fascinating. And when we got to, I don't know, I think we're there for 3 hours and it never let up. It just got busier. And then they had some live music going on. Then the games were going to come on. And some people, if you bring your dog in, they were out playing with their dog. You were in having a beer, walked out, watched them. I mean, it was fascinating. Greatest thing in the world about having a sports talk radio show is that you can talk about certain things like this. I would have never imagined this in a million years. And now every idea that pops into my head, the first thing I do is don't go, well, that's a dumb idea. Because there are no dumb ideas, I don't think. And I'm not saying that was a dumb, I'm just saying, okay, it's a footprint. This is a big place. And man, you had to, whatever, I would have loved to have seen their business plan because to get all that done, man, they were rocking it. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Zach Steenblock, we're coming in. We're going to talk about the weekend, the last Iowa State home game, Iowa, Minnesota, a lot to talk about. Be back right after this break.
Here's a look at. You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. A little chilly out there, a little snowy. Weather. What can you do? You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. This segment's going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank, commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earns top workplace award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait and open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can count on, member FDIC. My next guest is Zach Steenblock. He is at Zach Steenblock on Twitter. Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you? It's a good intro. I'm currently standing outside with two dogs.
So. Patty and Pearl. How's Patty and Pearl? That's some good pictures today.
Yeah, they're doing good. They're big fans of the snow, except there's just like cracks through the yard now.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. Did you have any thought about going to the Eagles last night? Would that have been something you'd have liked to seen? Yes, no, maybe?
Not, I mean, I like, you know, rock music like that, but, my music tastes for concerts are a little different.
Yeah. Techno, it's not even called techno. What's it called?
EDM.
EDM. Yeah. Whose son are you? My goodness. One of the things I thought about is that I think they went on like at 8:30. It's a 3 hour concert. That's 11:30. Man, that's a late night. Wow.
Yeah, that is long. I remember the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They only went on for like an hour and a half. I feel like they were. It looked like they were tired. guys were wearing knee braces and Flea was still thing, but it's. I respect it. Hats off to, you know, the older performers.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're. I mean, they have to be in their 70s. I don't know if Vince Gill's that old. I think Vince Gill might be my age, but it's pretty crazy. A lot of sports to talk about. Let's start with last night's game.
All right.
I don't know how to explain Green Bay. We have extended family that are very big Green Bay Packer fans. And if they came to me and said, what is the deal? I don't know if I can pinpoint it. I don't know what's wrong.
Same. I mean, I think a lot of Packers fans, even, you know, analysts are thinking the same thing. I don't know if it's Aaron Rodgers, his demeanor, you know, you can see it change on the field. And I mean, their defense isn't playing bad. It's also tough when teams play the Titans to talk about it after, because, you know, they're stacking the box because Derrick Henry's going to eat you alive.
Yeah.
They have receivers open, right? And, you know, Tannehill's still I would say he's better than a serviceable quarterback.
I agree with that. He's gone
playoffs, you know, the last how many years. So that it's tough for a defense. I mean, the Chiefs, it was the same thing with the Chiefs. You know, they're putting everyone in the box to try to, you know, stop the biggest running back the NFL's ever seen.
I mean, Green Bay just doesn't lose those games when it's cold at Green Bay, and they can't win a home game. It's
and
incredible.
The reason why they've been winning the games they have is they've been able to run the ball, and the Titans were, you know, they weren't letting them run the ball, and then they can establish the play action pass from there. And, you know, every game you just notice how much different it is from last year, just with Devontae Adams. I mean, he was targeted probably 12 times a game, and they don't even run the screen. He used to run a slip screen like every other play, and he would get, you know, close to a first down every single time.
You know, they are.
Shout out to Christian Watson. You know, he's coming out of nowhere.
He has. Allen played good. And when Aaron actually threw him the ball where he could catch it, I mean, it's just weird. They're 4-7. They're not going to win their division because the Vikings, I mean, there's just no way for them to catch the Vikings. They still have games. They have games against Philadelphia, at Philadelphia and at Miami. Those are two very, very, very tough games. And,
yep,
and then at the Bears.
The NFL is weird. You know, they could win both those games.
Yep. But that means
it's right.
They're 4-7. And it doesn't look like he wants to be there. And you know, if you want out or you want to do that, don't cripple your team and by do. I mean, it just he's out there right now. I don't even know how else to explain it, that he's just right. out there.
I don't know if I fully agree with that, just because they would be in a way worse spot. I know they only have 4 wins, but they would be in a way worse spot if he wasn't on the field. I mean,
yeah, but you can live with that though, because you're rebuilding then.
Right. I know, and I don't think Jordan Love's very good. I don't think he'll be a starting quarterback for the Packers at any point in time. It's hard to say because he's a, you know, generational talent, future Hall of Famer.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Still sling the ball, and I don't know if it's he doesn't have the right people or they don't have, you know, the line there, you know, protecting him, but it's we haven't seen this kind of Aaron Rodgers in a while, and it's kind of sad, honestly.
Yeah, at least and he's not injured. It doesn't look like he's injured by any way. Once again, we're talking to Zach Steenblok. He's at Zach Steenblok on Twitter. All right, I give you an amount of money that would hurt if you lost it. Who do you have as the best team in the NFL? And you have to bet on them to get to the Super Bowl.
Kansas City Chiefs, probably. You know, I've been saying the Eagles, but obviously, you know, they lost against the Commanders, which they shouldn't have lost. They had two huge fumbles and, you know, just errors that caused them the game, and they still almost won. But I would say the Chiefs. They're just so good. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is not fair. Kelce is the best tight end in the league, and Kadarius Toney's been pretty fun to watch since he's been on the Chiefs.
Yeah, you know, there was a time, and not too long ago, and I get it, that, I mean, I think George Kittle's really good, gets hurt too much. I think T.J. Hockenschmidt is going to be a huge deal for the Minnesota Vikings, just huge, and we'll talk about the Vikings here in a second. There's nobody that's ever been like Travis Kelce. What he does, the way he runs routes, the way he blocks, the way he does everything. He is everything for Patrick Mahomes.
Right, and he's so nimble, and he's yet still so big. You know, he can body up just about anybody. And the cool part is too, he runs like tight end screens, and he can, you know, get in the open field. It's crazy how long he's actually been in the league for too.
Yeah.
Just how long he's been playing at a high level, and you know, it also helps when you have the best quarterback in the league throwing the ball to you, and you know, arguably one of the best coaches in the league too. You know, calling plays for his personnel, things like that.
We have this. There's the pup dogs. We have this thought process going around the NFL is that the Minnesota Vikings aren't real and Kirk Cousins isn't real. And the thing that irritates me when they do that is they base it on Mike Zimmer coached Minnesota Vikings. And I never thought Mike Zimmer, I thought he was a horrible coach and, you know, just didn't give the offense chances. This is the Kevin O'Connell. Now, I'm not saying that Kirk Cousins is a, you know, a number one, two, or three quarterback, but he's pretty darn serviceable. He's got a lot of weapons. Their defense is really good. I think people are sleeping on the Minnesota Vikings because all they ever do to talk bad about the Minnesota Vikings, they have to talk about the Minnesota Vikings of the past 5 years. They can't talk about the Minnesota Vikings of right now.
Right, and you know, it's a tale as old as time, just with the Vikings. I think mostly it comes from them being, you know, fraud because of Kirk Cousins. Because at the end of the day, Kirk Cousins is probably going to do a Kirk Cousins move in a big game. I don't dislike him. I think Justin Jefferson's the best wide receiver, maybe the second best.
That's the best catch I've ever seen on at a big time, 4th and 18.
Exactly, and it's just this Viking season is going to rely in the playoffs if Kirk Cousins makes a bonehead mistake and how big of a mistake it is. I think they're good. You know, the trade with Hockenson, that was huge.
Yes.
I think he's great. And then he's, you know, from Iowa, Midwest guy. I guarantee you all the Vikings fans are super excited too.
Yeah. Doesn't mind the cold. Doesn't mind, even though he's been playing indoors at Detroit. It was a great, and in your own division is crazy. I didn't understand that, but let's talk just quickly. You know, the final, I don't want to talk about Iowa State and Iowa today. Final four, how it's sitting right now. You know, it's Georgia. I think Georgia is well above. Then you have Michigan, you have Ohio State, and you have TCU, and you have some outliers out there. I thought that TCU might lose a game, but I'm not so sure now because a lot of these teams that are out there, this seems to be college football as a whole this year for me watching it. There's some teams that if they get down, they just quit. And like, hey, I can live to play another day. I've seen some really good teams not play well. Do you agree with those four, and do you think those four can stay there?
I do agree with those four. I think what you're saying probably comes from, you know, the teams that good programs, probably talking about, you know, Alabama, teams like that. I would say a lot of the players probably just think, all right, the lights are on, now we go, and maybe they don't, you know, practice too hard or prepare. Not saying that Saban would let that happen, but I think, you know, you get caught up in the moment, like we're at these big schools, and what else are you going to do, right? And I think that this is probably one of my favorite, you know, college football playoff years, just because we have some, you know, random teams, not the same old, same old. I mean, kind of with Ohio State and Georgia, but it's going to come down to that championship weekend about Michigan and Ohio State. I think Michigan could beat Ohio State. I really do.
Yeah.
And Ohio State is so unfair. Their team is so good, and they have so many pros. Like, Marvin Harrison Jr. is fantastic, and they don't even have Smith and Jigba playing right now. And then you toss in, you know, three more five-star wide receivers. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're like a video game when they're out there. So I'm hoping for TCU that keeps the Big 12 alive. I heard some people rumbling today down in SEC country that you know, maybe we don't want Texas and Oklahoma. Talk about two coaches, and you throw in Texas A&M as well with good old Jimbo. Man, they got paid a lot of money, and those are bad football teams, Zach.
Yeah. You couldn't have asked for a better script, you know, for the Big 12 and the team still staying and all the ADs. You know, it's perfect, right? Oklahoma is very bad. Maybe not very bad, but just this isn't an Oklahoma team that we've seen in the past, and maybe it's the coaching change. And Texas is always – they've been like, oh, they're super good, and then it's like they have a horrible game, and then, you know, they go on a little run, and then it all comes crashing down. And it's been like that since, you know, Vince Young and Colt McCoy. They just can't seem to get it going, which I don't understand at all. But it's – I love that TCU and Oklahoma State are, you know, playing at a super high level, and, you know, Baylor's up there too. But it's – this is good for the Big 12 moving forward.
Expectations – two games remaining. You're an Iowa State grad. You're an alum. Expectations for you as a fan and as an alum, what does Matt Campbell have to do? Does he have to do something, explain something, or he just next year you just got to keep grinding?
Well, I think the first thing is you need to keep the guys on your team and not let them hit the transfer portal. That's
right.
Going to kill them. And I'm afraid our defense is all going to leave us, which makes me really upset because they're so good and they're just not getting anything out of it from the offensive side to help. That's probably the first one, you know, keeping your core guys and not letting them go to SEC schools or, you know, Big Ten schools. And then next, we might need a quarterback.
Yeah. You got to get J.J. Cole to keep his – I mean, that would be my first thing. J.J. Cole's got to come to school. You can't let him get away because we had a bad year. Or maybe he wants to go there because he wanted to go there, and now he knows he's going to have at least a fighting chance as a true freshman to come in and play football. I don't know. But that's a big one as well.
I don't think all the blame falls on Tom Manning either. You know, he's been there for a while. I know he left and came back, but, you know, it speaks for itself. I don't think it's all his fault this year with the offense.
I mean, if you're going to blame somebody, I think you need to blame Matt Campbell. I mean, I did that with Tom Manning for a while. That doesn't – offensive and defensive coordinators, the coach still has to have a say over it. I mean, that's why Iowa's struggling too. And everybody's saying that they've turned their season around. No, they didn't turn their season around. Nothing else has changed except they're playing crappy teams. I mean, that's right. The only thing that's changed for them. They still have the same issues. They had 120 yards of offense last week. That is not winnable. It's not sustainable in the NCAA.
No, it's so bad. And I've always seen Hawkeye fans just rip on their coaches when they're having a bad season. But I don't see any other, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if he can make either. Thanks for coming in today, buddy. I appreciate it. Take care of the pup dogs. Talk to you later. Zach Steenblatt. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Plenty more to talk about. Be right back.
This season, Northern Iowa fans, your
code, the Marines.
Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports. 1700, the champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. Hope everybody had a great day. It's the weekend, folks. A little chilly, going to warm up a little bit. But you're going to have to get through tonight and tomorrow and Sunday. But it's picking up there a little bit. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports, Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. Let's see what we got tomorrow. UNI South Dakota, 12 o'clock pregame. You'll get USC UCLA tomorrow night, 6:30 pregame. Sunday, Browns, Bills, Cowboys, Vikings, Chiefs, Chargers, Monday, UNI San Francisco, and that's early. It's 11. And then the 49ers Cardinals, they're in Mexico City, 6:30 pregame. Tuesday, the UNI Panthers will be playing basketball at this time. I will be off that day, so I'll be in on Monday, Wednesday, and then I'm off Thursday, Friday as well for Thanksgiving. And then, man, we're on the stretch heading to Christmas and the holidays and all that good stuff, so a lot going on. This segment will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance, providing quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa and the Midwest. Provide the best solutions for building maintenance and commercial janitorial services throughout the Midwest. Heritage is a future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense in proper health care, be an industry leader in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing a peace of mind and protecting our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritageBLDG.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services, Heritage Building Maintenance. Want to thank Zach for coming in and talking a little football with me today. Brendan Stiles coming in at 5:21. He has been like the tour guide because people are coming up to Minneapolis. The Iowa Hawkeyes are invading Minneapolis, so we'll see how that goes. If I saw all the text and everything correctly, it's not going to be pretty playing football. I think the most bet thing on college football right now is the under on the Iowa-Minnesota game. That's interesting. A big weekend in college football. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Man, where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? So a lot of different things going on. I think one of the biggest ones is, okay, we'll talk a little again. So you have lake effect thundersnow. When they tell us we're going to have thundersnow here in Iowa, that means like 8 to 12 inches of snow. When you have lake effect thundersnow, it's like 6 feet of snow. As of today, and there's a lot of Buffalo people that are upset about this and all the things that come with it, and I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell them, but as it stands right now, they have moved that game to Detroit, the Cleveland Buffalo game. One of the reasons that they did that is they have Buffalo has a game in Detroit on Thursday, Thanksgiving. So that way they're not, you know, in a non-playable stadium, they didn't have to fly somewhere else and then fly back and then fly out. I mean, they're trying to keep them in relatively closeness to where they're playing that following week. Since it's short, it's very short for them. There's
no way. And I would love to see, cause I mean, I'm looking at this, and this was at 11:53 AM this morning, and the snow on the football field itself is almost up to the crossbar on the field goal. That's a lot of snow, folks. I don't know where you take all that snow. I don't know where you push all that snow. I don't know how you get people in and keep people safe. And I get you want to have home field. I understand that. I'm all for it. I just don't think it's going to happen. And you know, you're concerned. I mean, not that you're thinking that Buffalo is not who Buffalo is, but they've sputtered a little bit. They got a couple of losses, three to be exact. They're sitting 6-3. You know, two of the losses are to people in their division. That doesn't bode well for the end of the year. And now you're having to play Cleveland in Detroit and then play Detroit in Detroit. And Detroit's not a fun team to play, and neither's the Cleveland Browns, for that matter. It'll be interesting. You know, you're gonna. I was wondering a little bit because everybody was talking about Cleveland today because it's Cleveland Buffalo. Deshaun Watson practicing. I think he has two more. He either has two more games or three more games before he can get back on the field. And it seems like the story's kind of gone away. Now, maybe when he starts to get ready to come back, then maybe more people. Maybe more people will talk about it. I don't know. It is what it is. It's been settled. When you pay somebody that much money, you know, and you're getting to a point now where you have to start. You know, that was one of the big things, and maybe I'll start it here, but the quarterback position is so important in the NFL. It is the most important thing, because I've seen the Kansas City Chiefs win a Super Bowl with not a great defense. It was an okay defense, but it wasn't a great defense because of their offense and because of their quarterback. So pairing up coaching and quarterback are so important. And so I'm looking at this, and I'm looking down the standings right now. The Miami Dolphins think they have theirs, and I think it's a combination. I don't know if Tua had somebody else there. I guarantee if he had who he had the year before, they wouldn't be here. But with McDaniels there, it's different, right? I think the Mike McDaniel, I think he is amazing. I think he knows how to work Tua in his system. Robert Saleh, he had a chance as a defensive coordinator coach. He's got Joe Flacco on the bench saying, man, we're really good on defense, and if we could just run the ball and not make, nope. He went, Zach Wilson's my dude. I'm in. We're going to ride Zach Wilson. You think that with the Buffalo Bills? I have always said this about the Buffalo Bills, and it goes with my defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, whatever. I think there's times that the quarterback has made it, Josh Allen has made it so that people think that Sean McDermott's a better coach than Sean McDermott is. If Sean McDermott had an ordinary quarterback, I'm not even ordinary, that he didn't have one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, and he was on, and it was the Buffalo Bills, and he's coaching how he's coaching, I think they'd be a below 500 team. I'm no bigger of a fan of his than I am the coach for the Chargers. I just don't think Brennan Staley and Sean McDermott get what the NFL is. They want to just keep banging their heads against the wall and say, this is not an offensive league. This is not a quarterback-driven league. This is not a high-scoring league. We can win football games by playing defense. And he's going to say, look, we play defense. Our defense is the top 10 defense, and we win games. You win games because you have Josh Allen. New England Patriots are 5-4 because of their defense. And they're not going to have a quarterback because they don't know how to get one and to groom him and to make it work. All they want their quarterback to do is not make mistakes. You're not winning in this era of the National Football League. You're not doing it. The Baltimore Ravens have Lamar Jackson. I wish they would do more with Lamar Jackson, and I just wish they'd give him some weapons. The Cincinnati Bengals have Joe Burrow. They have weapons. It's just they just have to keep growing. I don't know what Deshaun Watson's going to be. I really don't. When Deshaun Watson did not have all of this going on, and the Houston Texans got it, when you had a Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson football game, I remember watching them. Unbelievably good games. Deshaun Watson is that guy. Now you just have to see what's left. The Steelers, they don't. The Titans don't. The Colts don't. I heard people today say, well, we just don't know what Trevor Lawrence is because of last year. And he had Urban Meyer last year. I saw him make throws against the Kansas City Chiefs that the Kansas City Chiefs are going, man, I don't want to play him and Doug Peterson. I don't want to play them again. We're going to talk a little bit more about this as we go through. We'll go through the NFC as well. Brendan Styles coming in at 5:21. We'll do Potpourri at 5:40. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Here's a look at track.